invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Occupy the Finished Work. You see that when you occupy the finished work, then Satan can have no place in your life, even if your situation seems impossible now. We said earlier that King David used praise to God as his covering, so God could cover him. We're going to continue some of the verses from Psalm 34th division and the Amplified Version from verses 6 through the 10th verse. And it reads, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and he saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, who revere and worship him with awe. And each of them he delivers. Oh, taste and see that the Lord our God is good, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied, is a man who trusts and take refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, revere and worship him, for there is no want to those who truly revere and worship him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of his word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing." So you might say, "Oh, I'd like to have that kind of confidence." But maybe right now you don't. And maybe the only thing that is keeping you from living those verses is that you feel that you are so insecure with your relationship with God. Well, I'm going to give you an invitation to Christ, so you can boldly and confidently, with great expectation, know that you are covered by God securely. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and I need to be saved. I acknowledge Jesus Christ as my Savior, and the blood of Jesus cleansing me from all sin. Come into my heart, Jesus. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. I now am a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. I am now the newest member of the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion Live after this message from my sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is Occupy the Finished Work. Now, when you occupy the finished work, then Satan can have no place in your life, even if the situation that you're facing seems to be impossible right now. Let me give you one thing you want to look at, that importunity keeps the door opened for your advantage. We're going to look in Luke, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 5th verse. In the Living Bible, it says, then teaching them more about prayer, Jesus used this illustration. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, went to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You would shout up to him, a friend of mine has just arrived for a visit. I have nothing to give him to eat. He would call down from his bedroom, please don't ask me to get up. The door is locked for the night and we are all in bed. I just can't help you this time. But I'll tell you this, though he won't do it as a friend, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you everything you want just because of your persistence. So it is with prayer. Keep on asking and you will keep on getting. Keep on looking and you will keep on finding. Knock and the door will be opened. Everyone who knocks receives, and all who seek find, and the door is open to everyone who knocks. You men who are fathers, if your boy asks for bread, do you give him a stone? If he asks for fish, do you give him a snake? If he asks for an egg, do you give him a scorpion? Of course not. And if even sinful persons like yourself give children what they need, don't you realize that your Heavenly Father will do at least as much and give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for him? What Jesus was telling them is that there's nothing impossible for you. Set your faith in agreement with God so that you don't come out until you receive the request. Once you ask, you keep on watering that seed that you planted until it comes up. If you ever stop watering it, it will die. You have to know this, that Jesus said, I'm going to give you the advantage point. The Holy Spirit, when you ask for him, can show you what to ask for. Then he will guide you in all the truth so you know where to look so that you can receive. He says, then he'll show you what door to knock on. So there is an advantage that you have, that you can occupy the finished work. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the conclusion of our program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, occupy the finished work. Now, when you occupy the finished work, then Satan can have no place in your life, even if the situation you're facing right now seems to be impossible. So we said that importunity keeps the door open for your advantage. That means that you need to be prepare to occupy when you pray. In Mark, the 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 26th verses, reads, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." So you see that Jesus is setting the standard of accountability for change, so that there will be nothing that Satan can find you that is in common with him or the demonic. Nothing that would shut the door on the blessing of God, on the advantage that you should have. So now you know that nothing can stop you from occupying the finished work that Jesus' blood paid for. So just stop waiting for Jesus to do something that he's already finished, that he's already empowered you to do. So as we are followers of Jesus, then let's follow our leader, the author and finisher of our faith. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
You have been listening to the King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.